As the nation observes the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington today, many of those who attended the landmark civil rights event remember a simple message of freedom and equality. But for several Memphians who made the journey, it would be a long time before the great dream of Martin Luther King Jr. was fulfilled. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey has this report.
I remember just walking with droves of people, everyone walking in the same direction, almost like a force or a wind carrying everybody.
For Memphian Joan Nelson, the March on Washington in 1963 was a reaffirmation that she was not fighting alone in the struggle for civil rights.
I was amazed. I had never seen that many people in one setting.
Johnny Turner saw it as a highlight in a journey which brought her to the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where Dr. Martin Luther King laid out the goals of the movement.
We were there because we were making a statement. We were making a statement about inequality, discrimination, prejudice, racism, some of the same topics, by the way, that are prevalent today.
De'Armi Bailey saw the movement not so much in terms of grand themes, but specifically targeted street-level protests.
I had been ousted from Southern University because of my participation in civil rights protests.
After that, he attended Clark University in Massachusetts and set his sights on marching and organizing in D.C. during the summer of 1963.
We were protesting that the Justice Department had indicted some of the civil rights workers in Albany, Georgia that year. In fact, I was among a group that picketed Bobby Kennedy that summer.
So when Bailey heard that there was going to be a massive march in August of 1963 that would touch on the grand themes of the civil rights movement, he didn't have the reaction you might expect.
I looked upon the March on Washington as essentially an important movement, but in some ways a distraction from the grassroots efforts that were going on prior to the march and that had to go on after the march, because as Malcolm X sort of quipped about the march, and to some extent I think that Malcolm was right, he said that the organizers kept the marchers marching between two dead presidents and they never got to the live one. It was a festive atmosphere, not light festive, but it was a sense of triumph, I guess, that all of these people were there. And then you had all of the stars from Hollywood.
I give you Mr. Burt Lancaster.
And we are therefore forever indebted to those Americans represented by the March on Washington movement.
You really couldn't get entirely focused on the messaging. I mean, you could hear the recurrent themes that were coming from the speakers, but it was more the sense of mass unity and movement than it was the particular presentations of the individual speakers. As we walked back to our car that day, leaving the march, to be quite candid, I had a sort of a feeling of disappointment. I did not feel that from that march we were going to see any significant change as a result of the march itself. That real change was coming community by community from the organizing that was being done and the challenges to the seats of power. When the actors and the celebrities and the labor union leaders and others got back on their planes and buses and trains to return to their various destinations, they had their own agendas to be concerned with.
For WKNO News, I'm Pierre Kimsey.